Could you start by telling us a bit about Artificially Yours and the character that you play?
Yes, okay. Well, Artificially Yours is written by a very, very young writer called Aaron Thacker. And it's basically about three couples. It's set around now. And it's the three couples, their relationships with each other. And it's obviously about AI. Think about Alexa, but sort of like has progressed. They use Alexa to tell whether each other are lying, or they can, it's called Agape. Agape can help you with your relationship problems. That's when the fun starts, because it is a comedy. So my character, I play a 50-something woman who's just recently divorced, who basically is still in love with her husband. They have two children. He has met a younger woman that he wants to introduce the kids to, and that's where that comedy starts. It's just about three very different relationships and how AI has impeded their relationships and their life. Something that I don't particularly understand about. I'm not very techno in that way. I don't have an Alexa or anything. I've never really liked the idea of having one of those things that listen. I've got an iPhone, so that's getting somewhere.
So why did you want to get involved in the project, and what made you want to audition and get involved with Aaron?
Well, I was very lucky. Aaron actually sent me the script via my agent, and it was at the Riverside Studios, which is a theatre I've always wanted to be in. I love that place. But also, it was just, everyone's been talking about AI, AI this, AI that. And I just thought, you know what, it'd be interesting to do it. I think it's very topical. Yeah, also, I think I'm doing it because I really do enjoy doing theatre. I love being, having an audience in front of you. And this is a very, very small theatre that we're going into. So I'm going to be very, very close to the theatre. And it fills you with so much excitement and joy when you're on stage. So, yeah, I haven't done theatre for a while. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Good. And how are rehearsals going?
They're going really well. Really lovely cast. There's a lot of young people. We've got Tiger Drew Honey as well. Do you know, he was in Outnumbered.
Yeah.
He's a lovely actor, very, very funny actor. He plays one of the younger couples. We've got a lovely young cast. I feel like an old mother hen, but... it's so nice. It really is lovely. Lovely cast, lovely director. We've got Hannah, who, it's just really, it's nice having a woman director. It's all good. Then, it's a lot of lines to learn, but because it's so well written, I have to say, they're going into my head. They're not that difficult to learn. I'm not really going to jinx myself, but it's all going well.
And what's it like working with Aaron? He's only 21, so that must be quite an experience.
I know. We were having this conversation the other day, and I was trying to think of what I was doing when I was 21. And I think I was doing The Tube. I'd just finished Cat's Eyes, and I started doing The Tube, which was a music program. And then I also did the two Ronnies. I mean, he's just so far advanced for 21. I mean, the dialogue itself doesn't sound like it's coming out of a 21-year-old. It really doesn't. And he wrote it when he was 20. That's the only thing. I mean, it's quite amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
He writes for women so well as well, which is, for a 21-year-old, that is just weird.
Definitely. How would you compare it to other work you've done in the past?
It's so fresh, so young. I mean, I've done a lot of TV and doctors, and I've done Casualty recently, and they're more like sort of soaps, really. So the dialogue's good, but you always feel as though you're part of a bigger thing. So this is really nice to do. It's just a play, you know, which is lovely. There's a beginning and an end to it. You know, you don't have to tune in next week to get to see it, you know.
And you said you haven't done theatre for a while. Is that something you're hoping to stay in?
Yeah, I'd love to. I do enjoy theatre. I really do. It's quite difficult. Well, it's not that difficult, you know. It's just, it's quite challenging with a slight disability, you know. It is quite challenging. So, but everyone has been really good. You know, and luckily, I don't have to run around the stage. Like, all my dialogue's basically sitting down on the couch. So I'm quite lucky.
And if you could sort of sum up the play in a few words, why should people come and see it?
Why should people come and see it? Because it is funny and it'll be a really nice evening out. You'll have a lot of laughs. Also, you know, it's just, as I say, really coming out of such a young guy, it's really fresh and new. And I think a lot of people are going to really enjoy it. And I think it's got a really good future, this play. You know, that I'd like to see it go on tour or even go into the West End. And I think it's an opening for a lot more young writers to come in. You know, I take my hat off to Riverside Studios for putting it on, actually. It's giving young writers a great chance, a really good chance, because it's not an easy business to crack. I think come and see it, support us, you know. Come and see it, and I defy you to have a good time.
Do you think young writers should be given more opportunities like this? Would you like to see more young writers getting into theatres and plays?
Yeah, I think it's starting to happen in TV. There are a lot more young writers coming through TV, but not so much theatre. In my experience, I might be wrong, but this has been quite a hard nut to crack, I think. Especially theatres in the West End tend to go for people, names that you know, writers. But he is very young, but you know, as I say, I defy you not to have a good time. I left the knot out. It's very, very funny.